我们请他去默祷。
So let's pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣基督圣名，继续我们的学习。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we shall continue our study.
我们来请唱诗414首。
Let's sing hymn 414. So let's go to John chapter 3.
约翰福音的第三章。
John chapter 3.
那我相信各位昨天晚上回去都有好好的再想一下有关于洗礼的问题。
I'm sure that last night you would have thought about baptism again.
整个救恩呢是从洗礼开始。
Salvation commences from baptism.
耶稣基督他能够让我们的罪得到赦免，也是从洗礼开始。
The fact that we our sins can be cleansed by Jesus started from the day we were baptized.
一个得圣灵但是没有受洗的人，他的罪还在他身上。
One may have received the Holy Spirit, but if they have not been baptized, sin still remains with them.
一个已经受洗的还没有得圣灵的人呢，罪已经不在他身上了。
So for one who has been baptized, even though they have not yet received the Holy Spirit, sin is no longer on them.
这样清楚吗？
You've got that point?
如果不清楚，要马上问一下哈。
So if there are any points which you are not clear, please ask immediately.
Okay. 好，那约翰福音的第三章告诉我们什么呢？
John chapter 3 verse 5 tells us, what does it tell us?
三章五节。
Chapter 3 verse 5.
耶稣说，我实实在在告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生，就不能进神的国。
Jesus answered, Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of the water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit.
这里所讲的从灵生的不是得圣灵。
And here it says, which is born of the Spirit does not refer the receiving of the Holy Spirit.
Okay.因为如果是得圣灵才是从灵生的话，那他的洗礼就没有功效了。
Because if it refers to receiving of the Holy Spirit, then it implies that the water baptism is not effective.
清楚吗？
Do you understand that point?
因为我们洗礼呢是脱离的罪了。
Because through baptism, our sins were washed away.
我们已经跟基督同死、同埋葬、同复活了。
Because through baptism, we are now we died and we buried and we resurrect with the Lord.
所以我们不再属于肉体了。
So we are no longer part of the flesh.
我们现在是属于耶稣基督的肢体了。
Now we are a member of Christ's body.
所以这里说从肉身生的是属于肉的，就是你从父母那边生的，你是属于父母的。
So in here it says which is born of the flesh, flesh. That means that if you are born of your parents, of course you have got you are of the flesh.
从灵生的是属灵，就是你从神生的是属神。
Born of the spirit, spirit. That means that if you are born of God, you now belongs to God.
Okay.所以这里从灵生的并不是说你得圣灵你才是从灵生。
So in here it says born of the spirit does not refers to the fact that you now receive the Holy Spirit.
所以其实洗礼跟圣灵是不能分开来讲的。
So that means that we cannot separate baptism and the receiving of the Holy Spirit.
因为洗礼如果没有圣灵的果效在里面，这个洗礼是没有功用的。
Because through baptism, water baptism, if the spirit is not in work there, then that baptism is ineffective.
所以为什么耶稣基督要门徒在耶路撒冷等候圣灵？
That is the reason why Jesus wanted the disciples to wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit in Jerusalem.
不是吗？
Right?
为什么在差遣他们去传福音之前叫他们要等候圣灵呢？
Why did Jesus, how come that before sending the disciples out to work, Jesus asked the disciples to wait?
他说你们必得着能力。
He says you receive power.
你们要在普天下做我的见证人。
You become witness to the ends of the world.
那得到什么能力？
What kind of power?
我们今天是将圣灵的能力当作医病赶鬼的能力。
Today we equate the power of receiving the Holy Spirit as the power to cast out demons or to cure sickness.
所以我们说我们今天圣灵的能力比较弱了。
So that's why we claim that the power of the Holy Spirit today is weaker.
因为呢，神迹奇事好像比较少了一点。
Because it seems that we are lacking in terms of miracles and signs.
其实我们看使徒教会的末期，也很少再提到神迹奇事了。
But if we look at the end of the apostolic era, they seldom talk about miracles and signs as well.
当然没有提，不是说没有了哈。
When these were not mentioned, does not mean that they did not happen.
但是不再常常被提。
But it was not mentioned as often.
所以这里讲的圣灵的能力到底是什么？
So what do you mean by the power of the Spirit?
当然是以前所没有的了。
Of course, it's something that was lacking in the beginning.
所以他们要等候一个新的能力。
So that's why they have to wait for a new power.
才能够去普天下做耶稣的见证。
So that they can go into the end of the world and bear witness for Christ.
医病赶鬼在圣灵还没有降临之前，这个能力已经在世界上了。
The power to cure sickness or cast out demons already exist prior to the coming of Jesus.
这个从旧约一直到新约，耶稣还没有受死之前，我们都可以看得到。
Because all this happened from throughout the Old Testament or even before the baptism of Jesus.
所以这个不需要再等待。
So this is not the power that is to be waiting for.
因为这已经在世上了。
Because that already exists in the world.
所以耶稣要他们等候一个能力。
Jesus asked them to wait for the power.
这个是什么能力？
What kind of a power would that be?
你们这些勇敢的战士们哈。
So for all you brave warriors.
能不能回答一下？
Can you please provide me with an answer?
好，谢谢你哈。第一个哈，要能够传达神的话语。
The first is to be able to preach the word of God.
因为耶稣说圣灵要教导你们明白神的话。
Because Jesus told them that the Holy Spirit will guide them or understand the word of God.
因为很明显到约翰福音的十六章。
Because when we read John chapter 16,
门徒那时候还不能明白。
The disciples could not understand yet.
所以呢，耶稣说等候圣灵来必会教导你们明白。
So Jesus said you have to wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit and the Spirit will teach you so that you will understand.
耶稣亲自教你，你都不能明白。
Even Jesus taught them personally and they could not understand.
所以这个不是耶稣的问题，也不是门徒的问题。
So that's not a problem like with Jesus nor a problem with the disciples.
而是缺少了圣灵。
It's because they were lacking the Holy Spirit.
所以这个信息没有办法传达过去。
So that's why they cannot pass on the message.
不是吗？
Right?
所以你们如果听到外面的见证说啊，耶稣亲自选召我，这个都不要理他。
So if other people tells you that you know I was chosen by Jesus personally, then you can ignore it.
彼得、约翰是耶稣亲自选召啊。
Peter, John, they were personally chosen by Jesus.
而且跟了耶稣三年。
And they have followed Jesus for 3 years.
还是不能明白。
They still could not understand.
为什么？
Why not?
因为没有圣灵。
Because they have not yet received the Holy Spirit.
所以耶稣说圣灵来会教导你们明白。
So that's why Jesus says the coming of the Holy Spirit will enable us to understand.
当你不能明白，你就不能传扬了。
Of course, if you don't understand, you will not be able to preach.
所以第一个要等候圣灵。
So the first thing is to wait for the Holy Spirit.
这样你们才有全部的福音去传。
So that you will have the perfect gospel which you can preach.
第二呢?
Secondly,
第二的圣灵能力是什么?
What's the second power of the Holy Spirit?
一个最大的能力。
The greatest power,
就是赦罪的能力。
The power to remit sins.
不是吗?
Right?
所以耶稣要走之前吹了口气给门徒说你们受了圣灵。
So before Jesus left, he breathed on them and said, receive the Spirit.
你们赦免什么人罪，什么人罪就得到赦免。
Now you forgive sins, and sins will be forgiven.
所以如果没有圣灵的能力，你不能赦罪的。
Without the power of the Holy Spirit, you cannot forgive sins.
你这个洗礼是没有果效的。
That means that the water baptism will be ineffective.
所以你看，当彼得他们得到圣灵之后
，So after Peter received the Holy Spirit,
他们就做了这两个事情了。
Now these were the 2 things that they did.
彼得从完全不能明白到马上可以讲出一篇神耶稣基督复活的道理。
From being unable to understand.Jesus, now Peter can talk a very comprehensive sermon.
所以3000个人非常受感动。
So that's why 3,000 people were moved.
那接着呢，他就告诉这些人说，你们要受洗，洗去你们的罪。
And then he instructed the listeners to be baptized so that their sins will be forgiven.
所以洗礼一定有圣灵。
So baptism must have the Holy Spirit.
你不能将它分开。
You cannot separate the two.
从水生一定是从圣灵生。
If you are born of the water, you have to be born of the Spirit.
除非你这个洗礼是没有果效的。
Unless your water baptism is ineffective.
Okay?
Right?
听得懂吗？
You understand that point?
所以真耶稣教的洗礼是不是只有水的洗礼，是水水血跟圣灵。
So the baptism in the true Jesus Church is not just water alone. There has to be water, blood and the Spirit.
对不起啊，我在你们面前喝水好像很难看哦。能不能麻烦你给我一杯一个杯子，这样比较好看一点？啊，要不然这样灌有点奇怪啊。
So it's better to drink from a cup than in a bottle. I'm
okay,
not accustomed to it.
这样清楚吗
？Right, you got that point.
所以这一节哈，所以我们来看这一节哈。约翰福音的3章这一节。
Okay, so when we go back to John 3 verse 5,
我们不能将从灵生等于是得圣灵。Okay,
so we cannot equate being born of the Spirit as receiving the Holy Spirit.
它跟得圣灵是没有关系的。
It's got nothing to do with receiving the Holy Spirit.
不是说你要得圣灵才是从灵生。
It's not that you have to receive the Holy Spirit then you are born of the Spirit.
你跟基督同死同埋葬同复活，你就成为神的儿子了。
Because when you die, buried, and resurrect with Jesus Christ, then you become the child of God.
我们来请看哥林多前书。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians.
更多前书
First Corinthians
更多前书的第十二章
Verse 12 Chapter 12
更多前书的十二章
First Corinthians Chapter 12
就如身子是一个却有许多肢体而且肢体虽多人是一个身体基督也是这样十二节对不起
Chapter 12 Verse 12 For as the body is one has as many members but all the members of that one body being many are one body so also is Christ
我们不拘是犹太人是希腊人是为奴的是自主的都是从一位圣灵从一位灵受了洗了
13 For by one spirit we are all baptized in one body whether Jews or Greeks whether slaves or free and have all been made to drink into one spirit
当然你们今天所听见的可能跟你们过去所听的有一些的让你们觉得说，哎，好像有点不一样哈。
So maybe what you are hearing today is slightly different from what you have heard in the past.
谢谢。当然，如果我们需要改进，我们就要改进。
Of course, if we need to improve, then we of course need to go forward.
需要将道理讲得更完全，就将讲得更完全。
If we need to proclaim the truth fuller, then obviously we need to do so.
好，一个。这里说，凡是我们在圣灵里面受洗的人，
here,
在灵里面受洗的人
，And here it tells us that we are baptized in one spirit, in the spirit，
我们都成为基督的肢体了。
And we're baptized into one body, and now we are the members of the body。
所以你不能说那个没有得圣灵的人，他不是基督的肢体。
So you cannot say that those who have not yet received the Holy Spirit is not a member of the body of Christ，
不是吗
？Right？
这样清楚吗
？Do you understand that point？
所以凡是受洗的人，得圣灵的不是哦。得圣灵的还没有受洗的，他不是基督的肢体。
So even though you have received the Holy Spirit, if you have not yet been baptized, you are still not a member of the body of Christ.
对不对
？Right?
你们就不回答，就用顶头摇头好了。
Even if you don't answer, please tell me, give me a nod or some sign.
对不对？
Otherwise, I will have no idea whether you understand or not.
小心点，不要头不要折到。
Be careful, don't twist the neck.
所以得圣灵不会成为基督的肢体。
So,
得圣灵不会让你成为基督之
体。So receiving the Holy Spirit will not enable you to become a member of the body of Christ.
而是受洗。
But it is through baptism.
不是吗？
Right?
所以受洗以后你就成为基督的肢体了。
So after you receive water baptism, you become a member of the body of Christ.
基督的肢体是什么？
What's the member of the body of Christ?
是那充满万有之所充满的。
It's the one that is filled all and in all.
不是吗？
Right?
好了，那我是基督的肢体。
Okay, I am a member of the body of Christ.
你却告诉我说我不能被那充满万有之所充满。
But now you're telling me that I cannot be filled by the one in all and all.
那我等于是不在基督肢体里面了。
That means that you're telling me that I am not a member of the body of Christ.
不是吗？
Right?
Okay. 好，那我们再看哥林多前书。
If you look, then go to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书我们昨天看的那一节，第六章。
Chapter 6.
哥林多前书第六章。
Chapter 6.
第六章第十九节。
Verse 19.
岂不知你们的身体就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头，并且你们不是自己的人了。
6:19, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own?
这里说 Holy Spirit who is in you, 那在你们里面的圣灵。
So we have the Holy Spirit in us.
因为我们这个身体为什么是属神的？
How come that our body now belongs to Christ?
因为圣灵在里头。
Because the Holy Spirit is in us.
那为什么因为圣灵在里头呢？
Well, how come that the Holy Spirit is in us?
二十节。
Verse 20.
因为我们是重价买来的。
20, for you were brought at a price.
所以你的身体是被耶稣基督重价买来。
So your body has been purchased with a price.
就是洗礼的。
That is water baptism.
就是从灵生了。
That is born of the Spirit.
所以神的圣灵就在你里头了。
That's why the Spirit of God is in you.
OK? 有没有疑问？
Any questions?
还是说，哎，这个没有得圣灵的神的灵没有在他里头？
Or are you saying that, you know, those who have not, or are you still saying that you have not received the Holy Spirit, that's why the Spirit of God is not in you?
如果他受洗，圣灵没有在他里头，那他这个身体就不是神的殿了。
So if you receive baptism and the Spirit is not in you, then you are no longer the temple of the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，你就可以毁坏他。
You can just put him aside.
不是吗？
Right?
因为你没有毁坏神的殿呢。
Because otherwise you would destroy the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Okay, 郭兄。
可以说是受洗以后是准备好是神的圣灵的殿等圣灵来住。
Can you say that you know after baptism you are now prepared ready for the coming of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit?
因为是基督是磐石，是建在上面成为灵宫，所以已经是建到上面去，已经成为殿的一部分或者是什么。
那 so because Jesus is the spiritual rock.
然后神的灵要差派给我们，然后我们可以无价。
So now we're ready to be built upon that rock.
And...
So we have been given.
所以他那个是就是空房子了哈。
So if that is the case, then you have an empty house. That's why you need to you know pray for the Holy Spirit.
当神的灵充满了所罗门所建的殿。
When the Spirit of God filled the temple built by Solomon.
有没有一个部分没有
？Was there any part of the temple not being filled by the Spirit?
基督身体难道可以分开的吗
？Can we separate the body of Christ?
这一部分已经盖好了，这一部分还没有盖好。
Can we say that or part of the building is already complete and part of it is yet incomplete?
那教会是那充满万有之所充满的。
Because the church is to be filled by the one who is in all.
你不能说这个空房还没有哈。
You cannot say there is an empty part that has not yet to be filled.
我们会有这样的一个困惑是什么
？What could be our problem?
因为我们一直认为没有得圣灵的人没有办法被圣灵充满。
Because our concept is that for those who have not yet received the Holy Spirit, it's impossible for them to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
所以你这个要慢慢去思考它哈。
So we really need to think about this point.
我们以前甚至认为说它不是从灵生。
Or in the past, we may even consider these people have not being born of the Spirit.
我们认为说要得圣灵才是从灵生。
We consider you have to receive the Holy Spirit before you are being born of the Spirit.
但是圣经的教导不是这样。
But that's not what the Bible teaches.
我没有说过去是错误的。
I'm not saying that what we said in the past is wrong.
我们只希望道理能够更清楚一点而已。
I'm just hoping that the word of God becomes clearer.
所以这里讲很清楚。
And here it tells us very clearly.
你们是重价买来的。
You have been brought at a price.
你们是圣灵的殿。
You are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为圣灵在你里头。
Because the Holy Spirit is in you.
就这么清楚而已。
And that's it.
Okay. 好，请说。Okay, 好
okay.
我们会慢慢进入这个主题、哦、
Okay, this is actually something that I will get into later.
所以我们这个先将它弄清楚、哦、
So I would first like to clarify this point.
洗礼就是从灵而生。
Water baptism is to be born of the Spirit.
有没有
Any question on that point?
有没有
Any question on that point?
都同意、哦、
So you all agree on that?
好我们慢慢会进入这个、哦、
This is also something that we will get into in detail later on.
因为我们以前将约翰福音的第三章
Because in the past, we look at John 3 verse 5
当做两个部分
And we take it as two separate things.
要受洗要得圣灵对不对
you have to receive the water baptism and you also have to receive the Holy Spirit.
Okay,
right?
所以今天我们会产生这个困惑
So that's why we have this confusion today.
因为如果是两个部分的话
Because if we divide it into two distinct parts,
从灵生的就是得圣灵才算、啊
when we say that you have to be born of the Spirit and that refers to you have to receive the Holy Spirit, right?
那同时我们就否定了洗礼的功效了
Then at the same time, we negate the effectiveness of water baptism.
Okay, 那我们后面那个风吹我们又当作是得圣灵的身体震动
So that's why later on when we talk about the wind and the movement of the wind blowing, then we take it as meaning when you receive the Holy Spirit, there will be movement of your body.
所以变成这个灵生的就等于是只有得圣灵才算因为你受洗起来不会震动嘛。
So that says that born of the Spirit has to receive the Holy Spirit because otherwise when you receive the water baptism, you do not come out and have a movement of the body immediately.
那其实风怎么吹你树怎么倒表示你是完全的顺服。
But in actual fact, when it says that when it refers to the wind blowing,actually refers to us obeying or the guidance or direction of the Spirit.
你怎么能够看得出来这个人是已经从灵生了呢
How can you know that someone is being born of the Spirit?
因为他完全顺服
Because he has complete submission to the Spirit.
所以要被圣灵引导才是神的儿子
So it's only one who is being guided by the Spirit can be this child of God.
不是吗？罗马书写得很清楚
That is being said in the book of Romans.
一个得圣灵的人
One who received the Holy Spirit.
他还可以抵抗神。
He can still resist God.
使徒教会就是最后就是得圣灵的人来抵抗神。
At the end of the apostolic era, it is those who receive the Holy Spirit to resist the work of God.
就是保罗那些同工啊。
That is the co-workers of Paul.
当然这些人最后被神丢弃了。
But of course, these people would be forsaken by God at the end.
所以顺服神这是最重要的。
So the most important thing is to be submissive to God.
所以保罗才说不要消灭圣灵的感动，不要让圣灵担忧。
So that's why that's why Paul tells us to not quench the Spirit.
Okay, 好，那我们现在再继续来看哦。
Now if we go on,
我们现在来想哦。
Let's think about this.
一个没有得圣灵的人
，For one who has not yet received the Holy Spirit,
他会不会被圣灵充满
？Can they be filled by the Holy Spirit?
我们来看一节圣经节哈。
Let's read the passage.
我们看一节圣经节哈，看路加福音。
Luke.
路加福音。
The book of Luke.
路加福音的第一章。
Chapter 1.
六十七节。
Verse 67.
这里说啊，施洗约翰的爸爸撒迦利亚被圣灵充满，就说预言。
And it tells us that the father of John the Baptist, that Zacharias, was filled with the Holy Spirit and he prophesied.
那我们看四十一节。
Let's read back 41, verse 41.
以利沙伯一听玛利亚的问安，所怀的胎就在腹里跳动。以利沙伯且被圣灵充满，高声地说。
When Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary and the babe leap in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit.
当然这个时候圣灵还没有降临
But of course we know that the Holy Spirit has not yet been given at that time
但是这些人却被圣灵充满
But in here it tells us that these people were filled with the Holy Spirit
包括伊丽莎伯
For example Elizabeth
她什么都不是
She was nobody.
她不是君王，不是祭司，什么都不是。
She was not a king. She was not a priest. She was nobody.
她只是一个很普通的姐妹。
She was just a normal sister.
但她被圣灵充满。
But she was filled with the Holy Spirit.
Okay, 那我们再看以弗所书。
Let's then go to Ephesians.
以弗所书这圣灵已经降临了。
When we read the book of Ephesians, we know that the Holy Spirit has already been given.
我们看以弗所书的第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
第五章的第十七节。
Verse 17.
不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
这个书信是对全体人说的。
And this letter is addressed to the whole congregation.
不是对那些得圣灵说的。
It's not just addressed to those who have been filled by the with the Holy Spirit.
不要醉酒。
It's not addressed to those who have received the Holy Spirit.
酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
18. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit.
这个不是只对得圣灵说的。
This is not just addressed to those who have already received the
Spirit. 全教会都要被圣灵充满。
The whole church has to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
不是吗
？Right?
我们不能说你就是教会的败坏子，因为你没有得圣灵，所以这个教会没有办法被圣灵充满。
So you cannot just blame someone because you have not hold, because you corrupt the church, that's why you know the whole church cannot be filled with the Holy Spirit.
不是的
，That is not the case.
被圣灵充满跟得圣灵是两回事。
Receiving the Holy Spirit is distinct from being filled with the Holy Spirit.
然后刚刚那位弟兄是姓什么？不知道哈。
哪一位？
刚刚问的问题呢？好，
他是 Victor.
Okay, 你注意听哈。
So please, I'm not going to explain this.
得圣灵跟被圣灵充满是不一样的。
So there is a big difference between receiving the Holy Spirit and being filled with the Holy Spirit.
整体教会要被圣灵充满。
The church as a whole has to be filled with the Spirit.
每个人都要被圣灵充满。
Everyone has to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
不管你有没有得圣灵。
Regardless of whether you have received the Holy Spirit or not.
归入基督了。
As long as you have been baptized and now belongs to Christ.
你就有责任要被圣灵充满。
You, part of your job is to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那什么叫做被圣灵充满？
So what do you mean by being filled with the Holy Spirit?
不是说你在圣里面绝对看不到说方言讲得很大声。
In the Bible, you will never seen being it being described as praying in tongues loudly.
除了使徒行传第一章。
Except
第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
圣灵降临的时候，他们被圣灵充满。
When the Holy Spirit descended, they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
那个是唯一一次的得圣灵跟圣灵充满是同时出现。
That was the only occurrence when the coming of when the receiving of the Holy Spirit and the fulfillment of the Holy Spirit occurs at the same time.
一个得圣灵的人不等于被圣灵充满。
One who received the Holy Spirit does not equate that he is being filled with the Holy Spirit.
这两个是不一样的哈。
So receiving and being filled is different.
Okay. 所以圣经记载说，圣经会记载嘛哈，斯提凡被圣灵充满，看见天开了。
So for example, Stephen, being filled with the Holy Spirit, he saw the heavens open.
他没有在祷告啊。
He was not praying at that time.
他被圣灵充满，看到天开了。
He was filled with the Holy Spirit and he saw the heavens open.
然后彼得被圣灵充满。
Peter was filled with the Holy
Spirit. 保罗被圣灵充满。
Sorry. Paul was filled with the Holy Spirit.
就要对那个使女说。
And he said to the maid servant.
你要混乱神的道到什么时候？
What time are you going to confuse the word of God?
那使女就瞎掉了，不是吗？好像是这样。
And then
我讲错就对不起，那是老了。好了，不是吗？然后圣经记载。
And the Bible also tells us.
巴拿巴是一个被圣灵充满的人。
Barnabas was someone who was filled with the Holy Spirit.
有没有
？Right.
那比如说这是另外一个状态，跟得圣灵是不一样的。
So this tells us that this being filled with the Holy Spirit is a distinct thing from receiving the Holy Spirit.
不是每个得圣灵都被圣灵充满。
It tells us that not everyone who received the Holy Spirit will be filled with the Holy Spirit.
也不是每个被圣灵充满的人都得圣灵。
Not everyone who is filled with the Holy Spirit necessarily received the Holy Spirit.
Okay.所以我们今天想什么叫圣灵充满呢
？So today, what do you mean by being filled with the Holy Spirit?
你想这状态是什么
？What kind of a state would you be in？
就是产生神的能力的，不是吗
？And that is to generate or manifest the power of God。
你会说预言啊
？You can prophesy。
你会看见异象。
You can see visions。
你会显出神迹奇事来。
You'll be able to perform miracles and signs。
OK， 所以我们可以慢慢的说了啊。
So we can look at this。
圣灵充满了是为了造就教会。
To be filled with the Holy Spirit, one of the purpose of which is to edify the church。
所以每个人都要被圣灵充满。
So everyone has to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Okay, 一个受洗还没有得圣灵的人。
For one who received water baptism but has not yet received the Holy Spirit,
他有没有圣灵恩赐？
Has he got the gift Would he have the gift of the Holy Spirit?
有没有?
Would he have the gift of the Holy Spirit?
一个受洗归入基督的人
For one who has been baptized into Christ,
他能不能得到圣灵的恩赐?
Can he receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit?
虽然他没得到圣灵
Even though he has not yet received the Holy Spirit.
好
Yes.
很好。
Okay, good.
至少大家同意这一点，对不对？
Oh, at least you agree on this point, right?
你不能说他没有得圣灵，他什么都不是。
Ah, you cannot say he has not received the Holy Spirit, so that he is nothing, nobody.
因为看好这边哈，我们每一个人都是基督的肢体。
Because we are all the body of Christ.
我们是被那充满万有之手充满的。
Ah, we are being filled with the one who fills all in all.
不是吗？
Right.
所以每个人都是有功用嘛，对不对？
So we all have a function to perform, right?
教会没有一个是废物啊。
Because in the church, nobody is nobody should be a nobody.
每个我们每个肢体的每一部分都有它的功能。
Because for a body, every part has its own function.
所以你认为只要你承认受洗的人就是基督的肢体。
So as long as you admit someone who has been baptized now is a member of the body of Christ,
他必定有个恩赐。
Then he must have certain kind of gifts,
不是吗？
Right?
那我们要求恩赐的充满，不是吗？
We have to pray for the gifts.
你不能说他没有恩赐，他什么都不是哦。
You cannot say that because he has no gifts, then he is a nobody.
所以我们看哥林多前书。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书。
1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书的第十四章。
14.
哥林多前书十四章的十三节、十二节。
1 Corinthians 14 verse 12.
我们从第十二章来看哈。
Oh, sorry, if we go back to chapter 12,
12章的31节,
chapter 12, verse 31,
你们要切切求那更大的恩赐,
but earnestly desire the best gifts.
那当然是爱的。
And that is, of course, love.
所以要有爱，不是要得圣灵才能够有爱，不是吗?
In order to have love, doesn't mean that you first must have the Holy Spirit, right?
Okay, 大家都同意吧?
I hope you agree with this.
你不能说你没有得圣灵，所以你求不到恩赐，不可能的。
You cannot say because you have not received the Holy Spirit, therefore you cannot receive any gifts.
他一定可以有恩赐的。
He must have some kind of gifts.
为什么?
Why?
因为圣灵可以充满在他身上。
Because the Holy Spirit can fill him.
不是吗?
Right?
所以你们要去求啊。
So you have to pray.
要求最大的恩赐。
You have to desire the best gifts.
要求传福音的恩赐。
You have to pray for the gifts to evangelize.
第十二节，十四章的十二节。
Chapter 14 verse 12.
你们也要如此，既是切慕属灵的恩赐，就当求更多哦，来造就教会。
Even so, you since you are zealous for spiritual gifts, let it be for the edification of the church that you seek to excel.
要求 abundant 哈，就很多哈，有没有？
We have got to
就是恩赐，你要让它很大。
We have to be zealous for great spiritual gifts.
Okay, 你今天能够侍寝吃得很好。
Maybe today you can play the piano very well.
你可以更好的。
You can become better.
不是吗?
Right?
恩赐是无质量的嘛。
Gifts is without limit.
所以圣灵充满是为了造就教会。
So the fulfilling of the Holy Spirit, being filled by the Holy Spirit, the purpose of which is to edify the church.
每个肢体都可以做。
Every member of the body can do that.
因为每个肢体都是基督的身体的。
Because every member is the body of Christ.
那整个教会是那充满万有之所充满的。
And the whole church is being filled by the one who is all in all.
再要得圣灵。
And now we're talking about...Now let's talk about receiving the Holy Spirit.
因为得圣灵是我们进天国的凭据。
The Holy Spirit becomes the guarantee of our heavenly inheritance.
这是你个人的。
And that is for your own self.
你自己的。
It's for yourself as an individual.
教会将来整个要被提。
In the future, the church is going to be lifted.
但是你可能会被丢掉了。
But you can drop out.
不是吗？
Right?
所以我们自己要能够得到。进天国的凭据。
So we ourselves must have the guarantee of our inheritance.
那这个凭据不是造就教会。
This guarantee is not to edify the church.
保罗在哥林多前书十四章讲得很清楚。
Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 tells us very clearly.
那说方言的是为了要造就自己，不是？
Speaking of in tongues is for edifying the church.
Okay, 不是，是为了造就自己哈。
As to edify ourselves.
我们看十四章哈。
Sorry, chapter 14.
跟着讲十四章
First Corinthians 14
那说方言的原不是对人说乃是对神说因为没有人能够听得出来然后在他心里面去讲说各样的奥秘 哥哥前书十四章的第二节。
Chapter 14:2. Okay, for he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to man but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the spirit he speaks mysteries.
但做先知讲道是要对人说，要造就、安慰、劝勉人。
But he who prophesies speaks edification, exhortation, and comfort to men.
所以，你想想看哦。
So let's think about this.
一个没有得圣灵的人
，one who has not yet received the Holy Spirit，
他能不能说出造就安慰人的话
？Can he speak words of edification and exhortation and comfort？
可不可以
？Can he say that words like that？
大家都同意可以，对不对
？I'm sure that you agree. Yes, they can.
每个教会的那访问班
you can look go to the recitation group for each local church.
那个常常能够安慰人的是谁
？Who can always bring comfort to people？
绝对不是传道。
It's definitely not the preachers.
都是很普通的信徒。
It's just ordinary members.
甚至自己一辈子求圣灵，求了很久都没得到圣灵的人。
Or may even be members who have been praying for the Holy Spirit but have not yet received the Holy Spirit.
但他却能够造就人。
But they can edify others.
他能够安慰人。
They can comfort others.
因为他被圣灵充满。
Because they're being filled with the Holy Spirit.
但是圣灵充满跟得圣灵是不一样的。
So that's why receiving the Holy Spirit and being filled with the Holy Spirit is two different matters.
那因为这个说法是要造就自己。
Because as the speaking in tongue is to edify oneself.
第四节, huh?
Verse 4.
说方言的是造就自己。
He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself.
让你自己能够面对神。
So that you can face God.
Okay. 那被圣灵充满是要造就全体教会。
But he who being filled with the Holy Spirit is to edify the church.
所以凡是受洗的人。
So for everyone who have been baptized,
他已经从灵生了。
They have been born of the Spirit.
Okay.他成为基督的身体了。
They're now a member of the body of Christ.
那他就要被圣灵充满。
Then they are being filled with the Holy Spirit.
而且他也会被圣灵充满。
They will be filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为整个教会是那充满万有之所充满的。
Because the whole church is being filled with, by him, he who is filled, who is all in all.
但是同时呢
？But at the same time,
你要能够得到一个证据。
You must also receive your own evidence.
让你能够面对神。
So that you can face God.
Okay, 这样清楚了没有？
Is that clear to you?
You were drawing a parallel between being filled with the Holy Spirit and the gifts referred to in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and 14. Is that the same as charisma then, being filled with the Holy Spirit?
我想我们将如果能够将这两个分开呢？
In my opinion, if we can divide these two into, if we can divide these into two distinct matters,
我们今天看我们今天的教会好了。
Let's look at the local church, our church today.
一个得圣灵的人。
For one who received the Holy Spirit,
他是不是对教会贡献最大
？Does it means that he gave the most to the church?
一个没有得圣灵的人。
For one who has not yet received the Holy Spirit,
他是不是在教会里面都是废物？
Does it means that he is useless in the church?
Okay, 所以当然这个以后会。你这个观念以后会改变很多的事情的、
啊。Of course，
我承认。
I can tell you that this concept will change a lot of your viewpoints。
比如说，我们要选这些负责人。
For example, if we are to elect board members，
要智慧充足，圣灵充满。
We tell us that there will be has to be a full of wisdom and be filled with the Holy Spirit。
那我们今天将这个圣灵充满，等于是说受洗三年以后。
Today we've been filled with the Holy Spirit means I have to be baptized for at least 3 years。
当然，我们最好是什么样？最好的样式呢
？Of course, the ideal case would be
就是选两个都有的。
To elect one who has both.
他得到圣灵，他又被圣灵充满。
That means that you elect a person being who have received and being filled with the Holy Spirit.
但是在一些开拓的地区。
But in some pioneering areas.
其实我们真耶稣教会早期也没有这么规定。
In actual fact, in the early history of the TJC, we don't have such stipulations either.
有个传道他写信，就前两天写信给我。
A preacher wrote to me about 2 days ago.
一个传道告诉我哈。
He told me.
因为他看到我的这个讲义。
Because he had read my sermon notes.
他告诉我一个秘密。
He told me a secret.
他以前当教会的教务的时候，并没有圣灵。
Previously, when he was the religious affairs of his local church, he has not at that time he has yet to receive the Holy Spirit.
那是三十年前的事情。
That happened about 30 years ago.
但他今天当传道。
But today he is a preacher.
当时教会有没有带坏
？At that time, that he did he lead the church astray?
因为带领教会是圣灵，不是个人。
Because when you lead the church, it relies on the Holy Spirit, not on yourself as an individual.
你这个个人，你建这个肢体，你若顺服圣灵，你就被圣灵充满，你就可以带领教会了。
As an individual, if you are being filled with the Holy Spirit and you be submissive to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, then you can lead the church.
在一些新的区也是一样。
And likewise in some.Pioneering areas.
圣灵充满的人，而不是选得圣灵的人。
We elect those, or we choose those who have been filled with the Holy Spirit, and not those who have received the Holy Spirit.
因为不见得得圣灵都适合当负责人。
Because does not mean that when you receive the Holy Spirit, then you are suitable, you are a suitable candidate as a church board member.
所以我们如果将它分开来看
，So if you look at it as two distinct things,
我们以前是怎么想
？Because in the past.
你如果没有得圣灵，你怎么被他充满
？If you have not yet received the Holy Spirit, how can you be filled with the Holy Spirit?
所以你圣灵要先进来才可以啊。
So first of all, you have to receive the Holy Spirit.
但是问题是，圣灵进来有两个方式。
But there are two ways for the Holy Spirit to come into you.
一个是因为你在教会里面，所以圣灵在你内心当中。
One is because you are within the church, therefore the Spirit is working in you.
所以你是圣灵的殿啊。
So that's why you are the temple of the Holy Spirit.Because the Spirit of God is in you. Because you have been baptized. You have been away from sin. But that has got nothing to do with your personal salvation.
Okay?
Right?
你可以在教会里面做很多工，但是你却不能得救。
You might have done a lot of work within the church, but you yourself cannot be saved.
不是吗
？Right?
Okay. 所以我们要同时呢求圣灵。让我们能够面对神。
So we have to pray also for the Holy Spirit so that we can face God.
有一个证据。
That was an evidence.
得天国基业的凭据。
And that is, we have the guarantees, we have the evidence of inheriting the heavenly inheritance.
所以，刚回到你刚刚的问题哦。
So going back to your question.
约翰福音第三章第五节。
John chapter 3 verse 5.
我们以前讲的还有它的果效。
What we said previously is still valid.
但是我们不能否定洗礼的功效。
But we must never negate the effectiveness of water baptism.
说只有得圣灵才是从灵生。
We cannot say that it's only when you receive the Holy Spirit then you're born of the Spirit.
我不晓得这样清楚。
I don't know whether this is clear to you or not.
可以吗？你们回去慢慢讲哦。
Well, maybe you need time to think about it.
要不然人家会说哦，那你以后就不要去参加那个什么 AMC 了。
Otherwise, your local church says don't go to attend AMC any longer.
要不然就写信给林总说，以后最好不要派杨崇道来。
Otherwise, the local church will write to IA and say don't send Preacher Young to AMC training.
所以如果你去明年没有来的话
，So if you don't come next year,
我一定知道是因为你们的关系。
I know if I cannot come next year, then I will know it's because of you.
所以被受洗以后，那里面那个圣灵就是被圣灵充满。
So after baptism, if you're being filled with the Holy Spirit, is that the same Spirit?
从来没有自动的，没有 automatic 的。
Oh, so there is nothing automatic.
犹大被耶稣洗脚。
Judas feet was washed by Jesus.
他跟主有份了。
He had a part of Jesus.
他跟主很亲密了。
He was very close to the Lord.
他不是说卖掉主了。
But at that time, he betrayed Jesus.
三十分钟之后，将主耶稣卖掉了。
30 minutes later, then he betrayed Jesus.
没有任何东西是自动的。
Nothing is automatic.
这个我们等一下会讲、哦、
Later on, I will explain that.
救恩不是自动的。
You will not automatically be saved.
Okay, 所以洗礼的人，他理论上都会被圣灵充满。
So theoretically speaking, those who have received water baptism will be filled with the Holy Spirit.
你想想看这个恩典有多大。
So you can see the greatness of the grace.
他跟基督同时同埋葬同复活了。
After they died, they buried and resurrected with Jesus.
他已经脱离罪了。
Now they are away from sin.
他已经重价买来了。
They have been brought at a price.
圣灵住在他里头了。
That the Spirit of God is in him.
还产生不出力量来吗？
How come that you cannot generate power?
所以为什么一个不做工，神必定审判？
So how come that one who does not work will receive the judgment of God?
我不是没有给你。
It's not that I have not given it to you.
我有给你啊。
I've given it to you.
你不能祷告说主啊，我一直没有得到圣灵，所以我什么都不能做。
Then you cannot pray to the pray to God, say, before I receive the Holy Spirit, I cannot do anything.
如果这样就很可怕了。
If that is the case, then that's horrible.
一个受洗的人到他结束。
One who received baptism until the day his death.
可能五十年了，我所听过的可能有个人得求圣灵求五十年了。
I've heard people have been praying for the Holy Spirit for 50 years.
那他前面这五十年做的工都是白做的了。
So all the work that he did in the first 50 years would be in vain.
因为不是出于圣灵呢。
Because that's not the work of the Holy Spirit.
是出于血气啊。
It's out of his flesh and blood.
也不是神恩赐啊。
It's not the gift of God.
不是吗
？Right?
不是的。
That is not the case.
是你洗礼之后。
After baptism.
你就
能够，因为你是成基督肢体，你就可以被那充满为了这所充满。
Because you are already a member of the body of Christ, you have been filled by Jesus God.
你能够为教会做很多的工作。
And you can surely do a lot of work for the church.
但这个并不能保证你得救。
But that cannot guarantee your salvation.
这两个一定要具备才能够让你得救。
You must have both in order to be saved.
一个得圣灵的人要被圣灵充满。
One who received the Holy Spirit must be filled with the Holy Spirit.
一个被圣灵充满的要得圣灵。
One who filled with the Holy Spirit must also receive the Holy Spirit.
因为一个是造就教会，一个是造就自己。
Because one is to edify the church, the other one to edify himself.
那被圣灵充满是像说一直被充满，还是？
So being filled with the Holy Spirit doesn't mean that you're constantly being filled.
所以保罗才说嘛，哈。
That's why Paul says.
不要醉酒，哈。
Do not get drunk.
总要被圣灵充满。
You have to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
追求这个状态。
This is the state where we must pursue.
所以保罗他说我公是攻克己身。
So that's why Paul tells us that I compel my body.
他用一个运动员来讲他的经历。
Because he is using the experience of an athlete.
你们从美洲来的都很喜欢运动嘛，不是吗？
I'm sure that from America you're all very into sports.
你看这些要得奖的人
look at those who are to receive medals.
他们要常常保持在充满的状态，不是吗？
They have got to keep their state at its peak,
不是吗？
Right?
所以他说他们是为了能够毁坏的来努力，那何况我们呢？
So they are working towards something which is corruptible. What about us today?
所以我们今天有很多的观念，哦。
So today we have a lot of conceptions.
我举例说明了。
Let me just give you a few
ideas.
The wrong concepts will cause you to be without power, strength. Yesterday I gave you examples. When I re-examine my faith, when I re-examine the faith of the church, how come that the truth is so good but we cannot generate or see any strength or power? We never negate the truth that we have received. We still have to receive and pray for the Holy Spirit. But before we receive the Holy Spirit, know that we can also be filled with the Holy Spirit. Let's say simply, what do you mean by being filled with the Holy Spirit? That is to be guided by the Holy Spirit completely. Well, that can be done by everyone, right? That's what Paul said. Only those who are being guided by the Holy Spirit are the child of God. So our concepts must be clear. Okay, let me finish this and then I'll give you opportunity to speak. Let me show you examples. I am a human being.
Okay?
I'm a human being. If you're not a human being, please put your hand up. Steady. So if you made mistakes, you say, oh, I'm a human being. So everything will be forgiven. So you forgive yourself? Because I'm just a human being. As a preacher, I always think about this. As a preacher, you have to do this, you have to do that. What about you? I'm just a human being. I have my own weaknesses. So nothing happens. Right? So, okay, we accept this. Are you a human being?
那你是什么呢?
And you are?
你是不是神儿子?
Are you the son of God?
不是神儿子请举手。
Put your hand up if you are not a son of God.
都是哦。
So we are not a son of God or a child of God.
同样的问题。
Same question.
你犯错了。
You made a mistake.
我是人。
I'm a human being.
一切被原谅。
Everything will be forgiven.
我是神儿子。
But if you are the child of God,
我怎么可以做这个事情?
How can you do this?
不是吗?
Right?
一个专门改变不同力量出来。
If your mindset changed, then it gives us different results.
所以你不要再说我是人。
So no longer say I am just a mere human being.
你要说你是神儿子。
You have to say I am a child of God.
所以从神生的是不应该犯罪的。
So from those who are born of God, do not sin.
他不可能去接受犯罪的事实。
They cannot accept the fact that I will sin.
我是神儿子呢。
I am a child of God.
我怎么有可能做这个事情？
How can it be possible for me to do this?
我是人啊。
I am a human being.
所以我没有办法对抗他，我就做了。
So that's why I have no way of opposing it, that's why I just go and do it. So no longer says I'm a human being then. Because we are a child of God. Yes, the question.
You use the examples in Luke chapter 1 to say that receiving
also use those same verses to say they were filled with the Holy Spirit without being baptized, which you were trying to tie it to. And if they can receive the Holy, like, sorry, if they can be filled with the Holy Spirit without being baptized, then that would mean other people outside of TJC can also be filled with the Holy Spirit without being baptized.
好，非常聪明哦。
Very clever question.
终于有人开始讲话了吗？
So at last, we speak up.
你讲得很好。
What you said is good, thank you.
所以我刚刚特别强调。
So that's why I place emphasis.
那个时候圣灵还没有降临。
I place the emphasis on the fact that at that time the Holy Spirit has not yet been given.
但是撒加利亚跟伊丽莎白呢，他是神的选民。
Of course, but we need to notice that Elizabeth and Zacharias, they were all the chosen people of God as well.
Okay, 他们是因为神的选民才被圣灵充满。
Because they were the chosen people of God, that's why they are being filled with the Holy Spirit.
Okay,
right?
可以吗？
Okay.
所以我说哈，观念重要。
So I've said the concepts are very important.
因为我们听很多见证。
Because we have heard many testimonies.
所以我总觉得说，见证到最后变成真理了。
So our testimonies eventually turns out will evolved into truths.
其实见证不等于真理。
But in the actual fact, testimonies does not equate to truths.
所以我不怎么喜欢我们今天见证太多。
So I'm not too in favor of having too many testimonies.
为什么呢？
Why not?
因为我们今天的见证跟圣经有时候是没有关系的。
Because sometimes our testimony has got nothing to do with the Bible.
今天什么叫做恩典？
Today, what do you mean by grace of God?
已经是找到工作了。
Maybe we find a job.
动车没有死掉了。
Or we have a motor vehicle accident and we were not killed.
或是神突然赐给我很多的钱了。
Or suddenly God gave me a lot of money.
本来这个是卖一块钱，结果我卖了十块钱了。
This is worth $1, but I sold it for $10.
对不对？
Right?
这是今天的恩典。
That, so we classify these as the grace of God. I'm not.
我求神给我们这个恩典。
I'm not denying that these are the grace of God.
你告诉我圣经里面没有？
But can you tell me that all these happens in the Bible?
圣经有没有这样的见证？
Are these?Does the Bible contain such similar testimonies?
圣经的见证都是相反的。
The testimonies in the Bible are actually on the contrary.
我全部的奉献给神。
I gave all to God.
我为主牺牲。
I sacrificed for God. I was beaten.
不是吗？
Right?
我们今天，所以我们今天见证听到最后是什么样子？
So what happens to the testimonies that we hear today?
只要是神带领，一切都顺利。
As long as God guides us, everything will go smoothly.
如果不顺利，一定是。不是神的旨意。
If something goes wrong, then we are going against the will of God. Then,
不是吗
？Right.
好了，那你再以这个标准看回来使徒教会。
So if we use that standard and look back to the apostolic church,
那他们这些人完全是不在神的旨意当中了。
Then everybody will not be working under the will of God. Then,
他们这些人都是神不喜悦的人。
Because all these people, then we will say they are not pleasing God.
他们被锯锯死，被刀杀死。
Because they were being sawed in two, they were being killed by the sword.
他们家业被抢。
There's a house was robbed.
不是吗？
Right.
那我们再讲更近的见证。
Let's look at a new testament.
当大地震来了。
When we have an earthquake.
好了，这个教会 A 教会没有事 ，B 教会有问题。
A local church A, nothing happened to it, but for church B, something happened.
我们就说 B 一定有问题了。
Then we say there must be a problem with church B.
不是吗？
Right.
这个会让我很害怕的。
And this is very terrible.
真的，这个会让我很害怕。
And this caused a terror in me.
怎么会有这样的判断力？
How come we judge it like that?
你若这么判断下去，谁愿意为主受？
If you judge it like that, then who is willing to suffer for the Lord?
谁愿意？要是我也不愿意啊。
Even I would not be willing to suffer for the Lord.
因为我为主受苦一不顺利，这不是神的旨意。
Because if I suffer for the Lord, if everything does not go smoothly, that means that this is not the will of God.
他没有祷告了。
That means that he is not praying.
他没血气了。
He has not prayed.
不顺利了。
He belongs to flesh and blood. Not listening to. That's not the will of God.
那保罗呢？
And what about Paul?
保罗他怎么见证自己？
What was the testimony of Paul?
他们是使徒吗？
Were they apostles?
我说句狂话，我更是。
Let me say it. I am.
为什么？
More. Why?
因为我受的苦还要多。
Because I suffered even more.
受什么苦？
What kind of suffering?
出门就被打。
When he get out of the door, he was beaten.
坐在船就坏。
Whatever boat or ship he was on, it sank.
到处被逼迫。
He was persecuted everywhere he went.
所以我就是。
So.
我就是使徒了。
So this proves that I am the apostle.
要是我们今天不是。
If For us today, that would never be the case.
You 一定有问题。
Something's wrong with you.
不是吗？
Right?
So you have got to be very careful. I totally accept the testimonies that you just quoted. But have you not heard of testimonies that after people are baptized, they also transform? Are you telling me that baptism is ineffective? You have to wait for the coming or receiving of the Holy Spirit before anything can happen. But if you look at these people, those who change have not yet changed. In actual fact, I also have heard many testimonies. I've heard testimonies, I've received the Holy Spirit and so and so happened, and these and things happened. But 2 years later, they go back to the old ways. I have also seen people who transformed immediately after baptism. But all this transformation, we now relate them to quit smoking, quit drinking, etc. That is not the case. A true transformation is to live the life of Christ. Are we saying that one who received water baptism cannot live out the life of Christ? Because we now use the Holy Spirit as the ways of transformation rather than water baptism. You can ask Brother Michael. In the pioneering areas in Africa, many received the Holy Spirit. But how many actually have transformed their life? Might not transform themselves at all. And actually, they will come up and oppose you. Right? You look at the church in apostolic time. So many people who go against Paul, those who receive the Holy Spirit. Right? So nothing is automatic. Nothing. Only the grace of the remission of sin is given to you freely. As long as you believe, baptized, and you'll be saved. But then following on, you need to live out the life of Christ. So in order, if you want to bear testimony, I can also collect a lot of testimonies telling you that since water baptism, there was a great transformation in life. Get out of the water. What kind of grace we have received? We have also heard many testimonies that when people got baptized, their sickness were cured, right?
Okay.
Yes. Yes, receiving the Holy Spirit is for our self-edification. That is, we cannot deny the fact that it will edify us greatly. But do not neglect our responsibility towards the church.
Okay?
Right? In the past, we say that because Peter has not yet received the Holy Spirit, therefore he was not too courageous. That because we say after he received the Holy Spirit, he became very courageous. Then how can you explain Daniel and his three friends? Were they not very brave as well? They were even more courageous than Peter. So don't just look at it from one side. But because testimonies are often contagious. Let me tell you about Paris Church. When I first became a preacher, nearly every baptism, people will see visions and see the blood in the water, etc. So every time after baptism, people will stand up and bear testimony, seeing visions and all these things. People who got baptized were no longer the main character. Because when you go to the baptismal location, everyone will try to find a good real point in terms of the water. About 5 years. I become very angry. I say, today you may see the blood. Has the church changed? If the church cannot be changed, what's the point of seeing so many visions? The purpose of these visions is to transform us. But now our mindset is, oh, I want to take photo of it, or to say that, oh, I've seen it. So from then on, no one sees any visions anymore.
也可能看到都不敢讲
了。Oh, maybe even if they've seen it, they dare not say it.
我说这不重要。
As, because I say that's not important.
你不需要看见才相信。
You don't need to see before you believe.
早就保险早就在那里，为什么要让你？
Because the blood was there already. Why do you need to see it?
哎，都是自己的人。
We're talking about ourselves here.
从此不看见。
So from then on, we no longer have wishes.
但是呢
，But
超第六年，第六年第七年的事。
From the sixth and the seventh year,
都有人哭。
Some cried.
感动,
they were moved.
因为每个人不再看保血了,
because we are not now concentrating on the blood.
就专心地看洗礼那个人,
because we are now looking at the people who are to be baptized.
专心地唱诗,
they concentrate on singing hymns.
那整个感觉不一样,
and so the atmosphere changed.
多么奇妙的恩典,
because we now see the wondrous grace.
一个我认识的好朋友,
a good friend of mine.
他慢慢地走下来,
how he went down.
他洗礼了。
He was baptized. He came up. He became a new person. He has now been saved. How great the grace was. So from the 6th, 7th year onwards, when people sing hymns, etc., they were really moved. Because they no longer concentrate on finding out the vision. So this is contagious. You say it every time and then everyone else will see it as well. Because everyone wants to see it. But we have forgotten what's the true meaning of baptism. We have forgotten those who are to be baptized. We are not glad because we have gained one brother. But we are so glad that because we can see a vision. So I ask him,
你看到保险那次什么人受洗？
When you ask him, you know, during the time when you saw the visions, during baptism, can you remember who got baptized? They could not.
所以我对这个东西哈，我不是很喜欢。
So I'm not in favor of things like that.
我感谢神，但是我尽量不需要讲一两次就好了，就结束了。
But of course, I thank God, but I would just mention it once or twice, and that would be it.
因为我们重要的是改变。
Because the most important thing is our transformation, is our to be born again, to be live in the life of Christ.
Okay, 那这个大家清楚了没有?
So, are we clear about this?
刚刚那个,
just now.
Okay, 没有关系, 三节不是我, 所以我们一定会给你休息。
So don't worry about it, because I've got three lessons, I will definitely give you time to rest. First of all, I need to clarify. I did not say that it only refers to water baptism. Everything has been recorded as evidence. So it's not so easy to accuse me of these. What I'm saying is, one who is born of the Spirit, in the past we considered that phrase as equating receiving the Holy Spirit. But what I'm telling you is that phrase actually refers to water baptism. And also through water baptism, we must have the witnesses of the water, the blood, and the Spirit. You cannot say that one who have received water baptism but have not received the Holy Spirit is not born of the Spirit. So what does it actually means? Jesus said you have to be born of water and of spirit so that you can enter the kingdom of God. Just now we mentioned it. This are born of the water and spirit refers to water baptism. In terms of our doctrines, we emphasize the fact that we have got to speak in tongues. If you look at this verse,
比如说你拿第八节来讲,
for example, if you read verse 8,
说风随着自己意思吹, 那你说这个是因为他得到圣灵, 就是圣灵在摇动。
The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot, etc. And you say that this refers to the movement of the body.
你这个说服力是没有。
You cannot really convince people.
而且我不认为圣灵是这么说。
And I don't think that is what the Bible tells us.
Okay, 所以你今天就要求圣灵。
So today, if you are to pray for the Holy Spirit and to speak in tongues,
在哥林多前书十四章讲得很清楚。
In 1 Corinthians 14, it tells us very clearly. You have got to pray for the Spirit that can speak in tongues and to edify yourself. And also in Titus chapter 3, it tells us very clearly. Titus chapter 3. Titus chapter 3, verse 5. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us through the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit. This is even clearer than John chapter 3, verse 5.
Okay.
I'm not opposing the fact that we continue to use John chapter 3 verse 5. But maybe we need to adjust the way how we interpret the verse. Otherwise, if people ask you, if one is born of the water, would he be born of the Spirit? Then it's difficult to answer. Right?
Okay. So,
in actual fact, the receiving of the Holy Spirit and the speaking of tongue does not derive from this. It is the speaking of tongues is actually from Acts chapter 2. It's only in Acts chapter 2 which tells us very clearly that when you receive the Holy Spirit as an individual, you speak in tongues. When one receives the Holy Spirit and speaks in tongues, that's Acts chapter 2. You don't find it elsewhere. Of course, you can also say, oh, maybe the family of Cornelius as well.
Okay.
So,
so
the example of Cornelius is also very good. He has received the Holy Spirit. They have not yet been baptized. So, they would not be filled with the Holy Spirit.
It's not necessary to speak in tongues to be saved.
So which verse is there that we, in order to be saved, we must have the Holy Spirit and be and speak in tongues? Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 14. The Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance.
Okay.
So the Holy Spirit is the guarantee of our inheritance. So we're talking about our personal salvation rather than the salvation of the church.
Okay.
So as an individual, we have to receive the Holy Spirit. Because this is your guarantee. As an individual, this is something that we must be able to show. What is that guarantee? What's the evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit? This is filled by the Holy Spirit. That's for the church. Receiving the Holy Spirit, and that's to do with individuals.
Okay.
The church can be saved, but it doesn't mean that you as an individual can be saved. Right?
Okay.
So as an individual, you have to be saved. So you need the evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit. What is the evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit? And that is, we have to go back to Acts chapter 2. Because of the apostles, All the apostles were baptized. At that time, the Holy Spirit had not yet come. How would the disciples realize that they have received the Holy Spirit already? As an individual. Not the whole church. How did they, as an individual, realize that? They wait for 10 days. What's the difference between day 9 and day 10? In actual fact, it's the same. They believe in Jesus. They always pray. The Holy Spirit is guiding their work. So that's why, you know, they drew lots. Right?
Okay.
What's the difference between day 9 and day 10? They spoke in tongue. Speaking in tongue will prove that you have received the Holy Spirit. You have the evidence.
Okay.
If you have any questions, just ask. It's alright. So, I would suggest avoiding quoting John chapter 3 verse 5. The convincing power is not strong. You might actually hurt your own feet. If you use the traditional interpretation, I just need to ask you one thing. Does it mean that those who are born of the water are not born of the Spirit? What are you going to say? So if you devote yourselves or involve yourselves in the battlefield, Paul was in the midst of the battlefield. His battlefield is the Gentile areas. Unlike the areas of the apostles. So he faced a lot of problems not faced by the apostles. Right? Why not? Because they are in different battlefields. So he needs to think about a lot of things. Why circumcision? To the apostles, that's no problem because everyone were circumcised. But it was a great headache for Paul. So when you're in a battlefield, you will face problems. When you look at the Bibles, you will see how people oppose you. Not that we should have doubt about our faith, but we want to make sure that our rationale and explanations is as perfect as possible. Because when we preach the gospel, it's like a comparison of weapons. If they see that, you know, what you said is cannot be explained or cannot be accepted, then no matter what you said, they would not be able to accept it. Just like when I was teaching, you say that, oh, there's a problem. Then even if I continue, you will still have this lingering doubt in you.
Okay.
I've already answered that question. Just now we've already said we have to separate the two. Receiving the Holy Spirit and being filled with the Holy Spirit is two things. Receiving and being filled, they're not related. This is for the edification of the church. That is to edify self, right? Now let's talk about salvation now. Let's think about this carefully. The whole church is being lifted up. Does it mean that everyone within that church will be saved?
Likewise,
within the church being filled with the Holy Spirit, when the church is about to be lifted,
personally, we have our own personal qualifications. If you do not fulfill these criteria, you yourself cannot be saved. So that's why today we have this problem. Because we don't have that experience. Because we say receiving is equal to being filled with the Holy Spirit. Right? So we have a lot of questions. Many people receive the Holy Spirit, but we know that they're not being filled with the Holy Spirit. Many people being filled with the Holy Spirit have not yet received the Holy Spirit. Let's look at it in more details. To be filled with the Holy Spirit, it is our responsibility. It is your responsibility. So that's why Paul says, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Do not be drunk. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. That's not the responsibility of God. That's your responsibility. You have to pursue to be guided by the Holy Spirit. But receiving the Holy Spirit as an individual is not something up to you. It's not something that you say you want it and you have it. Right?
Okay? 这样有清楚吗?
You see the difference?
我想他要问的是说，圣经里面有没有一个经节说没有得到圣灵就不能够得救？因为本来约翰福音那一章是说，主耶稣说没有受就不能进神的国嘛，对不对？断不能进去。那希腊那个是在讲洗礼，那现在有没有一节说你如果没有讲明年这个圣灵就不能够进去天国？有没有找到一节说他很平的时候可以？
So the question is, what do we have a verse which really says that, you know, without the Holy Spirit you cannot enter the kingdom of God? Because previously we have been using John chapter 3 verse 5, which says that you have to receive water baptism and also the Holy Spirit in order to enter the kingdom of God. But now if that is the interpretation, then obviously we will be lacking at the part of receiving the Holy Spirit will get us into the kingdom of God.
是没有错，我都很有爱心的，因为那他说，那所以受洗很重要，洗礼很重要，OK。So
that's why baptism is so important.
我们现在讲的是在真耶稣教会里面。Now
we're talking about within the TJC.
跟外面没有关系。There's
nothing to do for outside.
你若罪没有得到赦免，If
your sins were not forgiven,
你不是基督的肢体，You
are not a member of Christ's body.
你不可能被充满或者所充满。That
you cannot be filled by the one who fills all in all，OK。
那你接着讲那个圣经有没有说一定要得圣灵才能够进神的国？
Now you're asking, does the Bible tell us any verses which says you have to receive the Holy Spirit before you can go into the kingdom of God?
那我讲的就是以弗所书第一章的十三节嘛，哈。
What I'm saying is Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13.
这是我们得天国基业的凭据。This
is the guarantee to our inheritance.
你个人如果没有这个，你就没有办法进去神的国。
If you do not have that, then you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
那再来呢，就是提多书第三章。
Then we go on to Titus chapter 3.
就是我们受洗，所以我说提多书第三章清楚过约翰福音的第三章。
That's why I said, Titus chapter 3 is much clearer than John chapter 3.
因为约翰福音第三章，你们可以再去思考了哈。
Well, maybe you should spend time to think about this again.
因为我们传统的解释的约翰福音的第三章。
Because how we traditionally interpret John chapter 3.
我们变成是忽略的水洗。
It appears that we have neglected water baptism. So as if, you know, water baptism is not being born of the Spirit. Then when we go on to how come that the speaking of tongues, speaking
of
tongues means receiving the Holy Spirit. Ephesians chapter 1 verse
15.
Titus chapter 3 verse
5.
Acts chapter 2.
你用这个来看，再去想一下。
If you look at this and think about it,
这里是谈的是个人的。
We're talking about as an individual.
他谈的是个人的得救的一种凭据。
We're talking about the evidence. We're talking about the guarantee as an individual.
那我们今天不谈外教会的。
Today, let's not talk about other denominations.
我不认为外教会跟救恩有什么关系。
I don't think other denominations have any part in salvation.
因为罪的问题他们没有解决。
Because they have not resolved the problem of sin.
OK. 可以吗?
Right.
好，那我们休息一下，我们再听一下。那我们休息，通常是休息几分钟。
So let's take a rest before we come back. We can think about it.
我们平常是休息
15分钟，15分钟是不是？
好，那我们就休息15分钟。 我们到10:20是不是？再回来。
十点二十二，十点二十二，二十二，哎，不是，数分钟是多少？我就知道，好，那加数分钟了，好，谁敲钟？
Okay, we 15分钟了，15分钟。So we have a 15-minute break.
Okay, 那我们有什么问题，我们可以继续讨论哈。
Then we can continue to discuss the promise. Let's pray in silence.